Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I think we got to get this out of the way. This is from McAfee yesterday, Landini.
Yeah.
Austin Rivers, accomplished career, right? I think he's out of the NBA at this point. But I mean, the most remarkable thing I can remember from Austin Rivers, remember that shot he hit at Duke when it was Duke Carolina? I believe he's out of the NBA at this point. I think he's been out. Rivers, like he should, is building now out kind of his post-NBA career podcast world. Obviously, his dad is a fairly polarizing figure in the NBA, I would say. Austin Rivers joined Pat McAfee yesterday to make a certainly bold assertion. Here we go.
Look at you. You're talking about the Cavs today. You're stretching out. We got to get you outside of that football lane, man, where the guaranteed contracts are, where the best athletes in the world are. That's us. I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
Whoa. It's because you only allow five on the court. Let's all relax.
It's because you get a break every play. All you got to do is catch the ball and run north or south.
Listen, our sport.
It ain't complex.
Our sport's better. Our sport's better because we would just create a position for one of you 5'2", 40, running 6'10" guys and just put them, you know, can't get hit much, fragile.
Yeah.
All right. A little thin. We would just create a position because we got big brains. Hey, listen,
NBA is fantastic.
Let's not get crazy, though. About 30 guys could go in there.
I mean,
who's coming up? Anthony Edwards.
Five, Max.
We got Anthony Edwards coming over.
Jimmy Max? Butler.
Russ.
Oh, you guys are drunk early in the morning.
See, the problem with people like Austin Rivers is they look at the physicality on the basketball court and they think that that is really tough. Austin Rivers and the rest of his crew, they like to take off games. He talking about having a break after every play. They have a break most games. They don't play defense. So if you're not playing defense, you got a break. Like when you're not dribbling the ball, and when it's not, some of them not dribbling the ball, they just stand. Now, I believe that maybe five guys in the NBA probably can get into the NBA and the NFL and play. Now, I don't know if they're going to be good. We look at them and we go, how good they're. All I'll say is, Patrick Beverley, you watch him play basketball? Is he really, really a good offensive player? Or he just play defense? So, I guarantee I could get some 6'2 corners, 6 feet corners that'll check somebody in the NBA and harass the living hell out of them. But there are guys that plays football that were damn good in basketball, can do anything with a basketball. They could probably step over there and play. I could just put 30 people in each one of them. They probably won't be very effective. Everybody like to throw LeBron. LeBron is a locomotive on a damn basketball
court.
He's
an outlier,
too. Sean Taylor would have made him tuck his tail between his leg and ran his ass off the football field. Brian Dawkins probably would have killed him, okay? They're not bigger than him. The difference in basketball and football is this. In basketball, you look at the big guy and you get fear in your eyes. In football, I look at the big guy and I'm going to take his heart. That's the way we think. So a little idiot like that talking, saying that stuff is cool. Because I would say, Austin, let's go play basketball. And then you got to go in the Oklahoma drill with my 55-year-old ass. And let's see who's going to make it.
Well said. I wanted to play that because I thought you'd have a strong opinion on it.
As soon as I saw it, I was cursing in the car. I almost ran to the back of somebody's car. I was slapping the wheel and everything else. I know people always like to imagine. Listen, dude, you all have guaranteed contracts because your union is strong. And you had some great players before you. But half of you that make the money you make should not get a fourth of the money that you make. Let's get that straight. Austin Rivers, he was an okay player. He wasn't no great player. He got paid money he shouldn't have got paid. He got paid because of the way the CBA is set up. Just like a lot of football players today get paid because of the way the CBA is set up. But don't be fooling yourself thinking that y'all can just step on. When guys in the NBA are as, they can flop and act more than the damn people on the soccer field. Now, if you want to talk about athletic, soccer people are athletic. They do all that with their feet. That's guaranteed
contract,
buddy.
NBA players are super athletic.
They're athletic. But football players are super athletic, too. When you see in basketball, you go to the hole, you might get slapped a little bit. It used to be hard back in the day. He'll probably be a receiver. You think he could keep his eye on the football while somebody finna come and hit him? Hell no. He'll be flinching like a little yacht all day.
Correct. I think the notion of athleticism as it relates to toughness is there's not a direct correlation. Like, the NBA, the government of the league had to set up rules to try to minimize load management.
Yeah.
Because these dudes are tired from running.
But didn't he?
Imagine
didn't
getting
earlier
rocked.
In the thing he discussed, I think somebody said this on the thing, he discussed that he quit football because it was too hot and the coaches were yelling at him. He said that, didn't he?
P. Mitch does bring up a good point. They play in hot and cold weather in football. In basketball, it's air conditioning.
You play inside. Control. So when it's 20 below zero, is he going to want to come out there? Hell no. I look at it and loved it when I played it. Now, I wouldn't want to do it. But I guarantee you, his little ass wouldn't do it.
Austin Rivers, by the way, what do you think he averaged for his career?
Per game?
Yeah.
I'd say about 4 or 5 points.
8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. 8, 2, and 2.
I might be able to get close to that at 5'10". Because I got a hustle.
Coach's son that probably helped him stay on some rosters late in his career, too.
Wow. Preach to him, JP.
The thought that, like, nobody could make that conversion is crazy. But
there are some football players that I've seen play basketball that can absolutely flat out play.
Apparently, Brandon Coleman, that the Commanders' new draft pick, tackle, is supposed to be a really good hoops player.
T.O.'s a good hoops player. T.O. probably fit right in with Austin, though. I guarantee you. Can you imagine Austin being checked by T.O. and then vice versa? Think Austin got enough physicality to deal with that?
Nope, I do not.
There's got to be a few basketball players that could be like a tight end or a defensive end or something, right?
There are basketball players that became great tight ends. Tony Gonzalez, okay? Also a guy
Antonio Gates.
But guess what they did?
Mo Alie-Cox, I think, is in the league now.
They weren't good enough to play football. Basketball. They were always football players. The dudes that never played football, I don't care what their size is. Everybody called Kendrick Perkins tough. He would be like the 1,500 toughest guy in the NFL.
Well, I also think,
because he's big, and they are afraid of big. That don't scare nobody on no damn football field.
The argument that he tried to extrapolate from, I think, is there is this perhaps patriotic or perhaps silly notion that if Americans focused on soccer like the way the rest of the world does, that our soccer team would dominate. And I frankly agree with that. Imagine Allen Iverson playing soccer. But, like, that doesn't translate to professional football to me at all.
If we did, but guess what? If he was such the most patriotic person, he probably would have played soccer. Did he play soccer?
I don't know.
No, he played basketball.
Julius Peppers is another good example. There are some dudes, but like,
there's no 6'11 dudes that would be NFL players. I mean, there aren't 6'11 guys in the NFL.
What's their position? Receiver, exactly. Maybe?
Yeah. You just can't. There's a reason now, guys of that size don't play in the NFL.
Taller and taller. The tackles are getting 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah, but the tackles are taller, but they're 330 pounds.
Right. Jeff wants to defend it.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, imagine Wimby running on a fly and he'll hit, like, Ray Lewis just coming out.
You don't even need Ray Lewis. You can just give me my man.
Derwin James.
Forrest, give me Defoe. Defoe would cut him in two, dog.
Troy Apke would cut him in two.
I don't know. He might avoid hitting.
Dudes that know, that are trained to hit. It's silly and it's audacious and it's a guy probably trying to just pump his podcast.
He can pump what he wants to pump, but you know what? He go run into some football players who gonna try him right there.
Neil Greenberg at 11.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.